We find a special chiddush, an exception to the regular general rules of Avodas Hashem on Pesach night. The Chachmei Avoda are madrichas. In general, all year round, the Mahalach Avoda is, we call Bahadraga, a gradual growing process. A person is not allowed to be koifitz, be jump madrigas. You have to go slowly, slowly, a gradual ascent to become greater in Avodas Hashem. On Pesach night, we find that over there, it's not only mutter to take jumps in Avodas Hashem, but it's suggested. The Makor HaDvarim Volba brings Rashi in Parshas Boy. The pasuk v'chalta moisa b'chipazin Pesach ul Hashem. Rashi says, why is the current Pesach called Pesach? Hakoban kari Pesach al shem hadilug v'hapsicha. The name Pesach is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu jumped and passed over. Hakadosh Baruch Hu medalik bati Yisroel bein bati Mitzrayim. That's the name Pesach. And Rashi fears ois. V'atem asu kol avodos of l'shem shamayim. When you do the current Pesach, all avodos you should do l'shem shamayim. Derech dilug v'kvitza zeicher l'shmoi shakari Pesach. You should also do b'chipazin means derech dilug v'kvitza. You should skip and you should jump. Volba pulls out from here that it seems to be that in Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and Bechlal Avoid on Pesach, Pesach night, is Davka B'derech Dilug and Kfitzer. You're allowed to jump. And this we have to understand. It sounds like a great opportunity, but the question is, what's the Seichel? The reason why the Chachmei Avoda advises us to go B'hadraga, there's a rhyme and a reason to that. The Gaon writes in Mishlei that someone who takes jumps, steps, he will have no Siyata Deshmai. Because if someone wants to build himself, if he jumps to Madrega that's not compatible to his present level, it's not going to stick, it's not going to build a person, it's not going to be connected to the pneumis of the person. So what's the seichel in this idea that Pesach night, we're supposed to jump? What are we going to gain? What tachlis is this in this idea of Derech Fisa? This is what I like to explain. We find that one of the major themes of Pesach is that Pesach is called Zman Chiruseinu. Klal Yisrael was Yotze Mi'avdus L'Chirus. I want to try to understand a little bit more the Teichen HaInyan of this idea of Chirus. It has to be that the Chirus isn't only a physical freedom from the bondage, from the Shibur of Mitzrayim. There obviously was a spiritual content here. There was a Musik of Chirus. What is this Chirus that Klal Yisrael was Zeichatu, that we were Zeichatu on Mitzrayim? So maybe we could explain like this. And we find in Chazal, the Medrash, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is termed as the Leidas Klal Yisrael. The Medrash states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Lokach Goy, when he took Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim is Lokach Goy, Mikare of Goy. Like a midwife takes an Uber out of Me'imah. There was a Leida that happened. It's Mavur and Sfar, that this idea of the Leida of Klal Yisrael was, the Klal Yisrael was taken out of the Mahalach of Teva. The Umas Oilam, they go, they're moine to the Me'achamad. They're tachas marechas of Teva. Klal Yisrael was raised to become the Am Hashem. They were raised to a different Metzias that they became. L'malam and a Teva. What does this mean in a Derech Avoida? What does this mean in our Avoida? Teva, and L'malam and Derech Teva. So Kenza and Nabir is the following. Mitzrayim is a lotion of Meitzar. Is a lotion of a boundary. In Klal Yisrael, they were in Mitzrayim. They were limited and they were restricted. What were they limited and restricted? They were limited and restricted to the world of Teva. What is Teva? The Pasuk of Kehelish says, Ma shehoyo hu sheyiyeh ve'ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. The Shemesh runs in a cycle. It runs in a cycle. Ma shehoyo hu sheyiyeh. There's no hischachus. Exactly what was, nothing new develops. Everything that once was stays the same. There's a Mahalach of Teva. In the Mahalach of that world of Teva, a person, his cycle of life, his pattern of life, repeats itself, it constantly repeats itself, doesn't change. If you're a person who speaks Lashon Hara, you're going to continue to speak Lashon Hara. If you're the letz of the shir, you're letz of the shul, you're not going to change, nothing really changed. Yeah, someone who didn't have zitz flesh, you're going to all of a sudden become a serious learner. You never had a time in Tefillah, you were never a serious davening in the world of Teva, Masha Yushi. That's the restriction of the world of Teva. You're limited. You can't change. You're not able to change. The inability to change. Avalamalmi der Chateva is represented by the Lavona. Lavona, Chodesh, the Schachas of the Chodesh. That you could change. It's possible to have a Schachas. It's possible to develop something totally new. Not everything is just a cycle. It's possible to change and start something new that wasn't in previously in the cycle. But if we take a deeper look, what actually limits us the most in the Derech of Teva is our self-image. Since one who exists in the world of a Teva, he becomes to view himself restricted in his present Metzias. Again, my grandfather is a lawyer, my father is a lawyer, I'm going to be a lawyer. If I came from this yeshiva or from this place where there's not such serious, not such great people, so then I'm doomed to be restricted to that Metzias. I'm a letz my whole life. Our self-image limits our ability to view us as in any other image, any other possibility. The possibility of change becomes mufka. It becomes a mental block. Becomes we're disconnected from that. We can't view ourselves as anything but what we're destined. Our self-destiny, our self-fate. This is the greatest meitzar that is presented. The idea of cheres is to go out of this katnus that a person's mitzamtzim himself, that a person limits himself, and he views himself, his self-image is mocked himself, it dwarfs himself, and he goes out, lecheres, he goes out to gatnus. This was the cheres of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took a nation, and he created a nation that became Am Hashem, a great nation, like the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Zayin. The Cheirus of Klal Yisrael was that they became a Mamleches Gainim Koy Kodesh. They became a high nation. Rashi says of the Pasuk, and by Rashi and Beshalach, B'nei Yisrael Yoytzim B'yad Rama, Rashi says, B'gvura Gvoya Mufursemes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael a godless, that they were able to change, to become people close to Hashem, which signifies the ability to change. The ability to become somebody who didn't have zitz flesh, all of a sudden he could become a serious learner. Someone could control his mouth. Someone who got used to all kinds of different types of things. Somebody who had certain types of means of communication, different phones, electronic devices. And he says, he sees himself as limited to this world. This is who he was. This is who I am. What do you mean? Kacha, kacha ani, this is who I am. I can't change. No, there's ability to change. What do you have to do? You have to go out of your katnus. You have to realize that there's unlimited. This was the latest Klal Yisrael. This was the Cheirus, the Klal Yisrael was Zeicha in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is Be'etzem, the idea. Here comes, this is the ingenious part of the idea of Derech Diluk. This is exactly where we need the Koyach of Kfitza. Because this step, this transition, to shed our old self-image, the ability to say, you know, no, that's not me. That cannot be accomplished gradually. The regular mahalach of la'at la'at, to go step by step and step by step, there's no way you're going to be able to change and become that other person, become the masmid, become that serious learner, become the person who starts attending the shir daily, to become the bal chesed, to become a good husband. Whatever the changes you want to make, whatever you want to change the way you want it, to make that change, to bust out of those shackles, it cannot be done gradually. This requires a kfitza, requires that a person thrusts himself into this new mitzias that he wants to be. All of a sudden he says, I'm the masmid, I'm coming to the shir. I'm going to start being the bal chesed, I'm going to start being serious in life. I'm going to get rid of that thing that I know that I shouldn't be reading, be looking at, be having my possession, b'chlal. I am that person. It's not enough to say I'm going to try. You have to go and you have to jump and say, ain't any oisa ish, I'm a different person. That is the special ability. That's what Klal Yisrael did in Yitzias Mitzrayim. They became all of a sudden Am Hashem. They went at me Memtei Shari Tumo, and they went by Memtei Shari Kedush. I'm a Kodesh. I'm standing by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That itself, the Kfitza itself, is what this is the Oimek Advarim. The Kfitza is what breaks the shackles. What restricted us? What was the shackles? What were the boundaries? The boundaries were our self-image. The second you thrust yourself and you put yourself and you sit and you stand yourself next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, in any Oisa Ish, I'm a different person. That Kfitza is what busts the shackles, what frees us, what allows us to go to Cheirus. This is a very dangerous thing. But this is able to do be done. This is a school of that happened b'shas yisias Mitzrayim. You're able to go and you're able to jump, and this requires dafka kfitza. This is not to be marach now. You may have to afterwards, which Klal Yisrael did, work to earn back that first step and the first change that you did. But it must be done in a kfitza. And be'emes, this is the idea of a leida. Anyone who was ever by a real birth, so they'll know that step, that moment of change, where the Uber comes into this world, where the fetus comes, the baby is born. So it's obviously not a gradual process. It's a kvitza. The tremendous pressure, and all of a sudden he goes from being in the previous world, he all of a sudden comes into this world. This pressure, and there's a jump, and there's a kvitza, and all of a sudden, that's what a leida is. And that's what that was leida's Klal Yisrael, a leida, a new existence, to change, to shed your own existence. To shed your own existence, to make that change that we've always been trying to do. That's something that's a leida, that's something, you're going to a new metzias, that's lemala from your present image and your present existence. That can't be done gradually. It has to be done with a kfitza. It has to be done with a thrust. You grab HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding our hand. Achshav kevanu l'avaydosa, we say in the Haggadah. Okay, we grab onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and we stand and we situate ourselves next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, we are with you. We are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I found this Tamanam Purush and Medrash in Shir Hashir. And this is what happened in Pesach. In the Pasuk, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk in Shir Hashim, it says, Lo yadati nafshi somasni. The Medrash says like this, Medrash Rabba, Toni Rabchia, Moshe Labas Malachim, Shoisa Malaketes Pishlofim. There was a princess, she was in the fields picking weeds with the poor people. Nimsa Melech Oiver v'hikar shibita. The Melech was passing in his royal chariot, and he saw the son, saw his daughter was there. Shalach Oivoy, he sent one of his loved servants, Natla, v'yishiva imay b'kreinim. He took her right away from the fields with the peasants, and he sat her down in the chariot next to him. All of our peasants, the friends over there that she was picking with things in the field. You were a simple person. Now you're sitting like a princess. You're right. Just like you're in a wonder. You're wondering, how could it be? I'm also wondering about myself. I didn't know what I had in my nefesh. They were very low people. They were considered low lives. They were bzuyin. When they became bnei chayrin, they nigalu benasu zgonim al kol b'lelam. They became great people. They became high. They were ridiculed. They were servants. They were servants. They were very low. They were low class people. You're in the highest state. You're bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bnei Malachim. You're right. We also didn't know we had this in us. So Mefurish in the Medrash that this Nekuda was expressed and brought out in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael themselves didn't know what they had inside of them. They didn't know the Galus. They were also trapped in the world of Teva. But I was, I'm a simple person. Maybe Makayim. We were like Meshane Eshmam, and they would have kept the same names, and they kept their, but they begin, Makayim all the mitzvahs, Tarek mitzvahs, Kekala b'chamura, Masmid b'teira, b'tvila, and the Oivir Hashem, Kekala b'chamura. We had that within us. There was mufka. There wasn't previous. There was no precedent for that. There was no pattern for that. Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden, when they were zeichet to the gvur, when they were zeichet to the cheirus, when they were freed from their previous image, all of a sudden there was nizgala what they always had inside of them. This is a special one time of year opportunity we have Pesach night. And by Pesach night, we have the opportunity to free ourselves from the shackles. So many of us, we want to change so many things. I meet people all the time, I myself have things. Everyone, we all have things that we want to change, we're dying to change. And it's very hard. Sorry, you see, people don't change in life. Everyone stays more or less the same of what they was, a little bit more, a little bit older, but more or less, people don't make changes. This is one of the greatest reasons why people don't make changes. We're restricted by this cook of the Teva, which means that's what we live in. We live in a life that things repeat themselves. It's very hard to shed our self-image. That's who I am, kachani. That's who I am. What do you want? What do you want from me? That's who I am. There's the opportunity, Pesach night. You thrust yourself
and you say as a definitive statement, no, this is not I am, I'm somebody else. I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea. This is the brilliance. This is the Eitzah Amukah of Derech Kfitza. When we jump and we make the Derech Kfitza and we hold on to Hashem's hand, so everything is open for us. That is the Cheirus, and that is the Leida of Klal Yisrael. Afreilich and Kasher and Pesach.